Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
I am Kira Ra, and I am just so grateful to be right here with you right now. And this evening, we are here, of course, at tfrlive.com. Namaste, and welcome to all of you beloved ones. We are also over at onenesstalkradio.com, where you can hear us, you can see us. There's a video there on the bottom of the page, and you can also chat with us right here at Oneness Talk Radio. And I believe we are streaming over at YouTube, the Oneness Talk Radio, at official Shri and Kira, where there's probably some lively chat happening as well, and certainly at Facebook. And so, beloved ones, welcome. You know, I want to just take a moment and in some respects continue a conversation that started last week with my beautiful guest, Corey DeFazio. And it was this energy of completion, this energy of mastery. And as we started moving through this weekly energy and everything that has been happening, Shri and I, my beloved, have been experiencing daily installments, and there have been quite a few of them. And it seems that every day things are shifting. And today, right now, if you are with us live, thank you. And if you are listening to us in the archives, thank you, because tonight is a very special night. And whether you're here by accident, whether you're listening in the archives by accident, whether you're here intentionally or not, I know that in my heart, and I know that in my beloved Shri's heart, he's going to be with us in just a moment, we thank you, because we are at that moment where what happens when you realize you are seeing beyond? And how is that affecting what is happening on the planet right now? And this evening, I'm smiling more than usual, because when everyone was booked as co-hosts on this show, it seems that every week there is this beautiful aha moment before we bring on the co-host, and there is this recognition for all of us as community that this goes well beyond any type of perception of programming or anything of that nature. And I do want to share that I did forget to mention that, of course, you can call in 517-208-1500. Again, 517-208-1500. And my beloved husband, Shri Ram Ka, is monitoring that call board tonight. So lots of fun. So let's get to it. You know, for many of you, you know Shri and I have been together 17 years. You may or may not have read our books. If you've read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, then number one, thank you, because it's really a timeless book. It's also the premise of Navigating the Inner Matrix, but it's also our story. And one of the things that I wanted to share with all of you this evening was that my original, and if I'm going to put it in quotes, ulterior motive in booking my husband for August 22nd, when I noticed that there was an August 22nd, was that this was the day that I got his very first email. And so I think that it's important for all of us, especially for me, to just kind of smile at that moment, because Shri and I did meet online. We met through spiritualsingles.com, which is not, from what I understand, the same one it is today. But it was a very special moment, because this was the day, almost 18 years ago now, that my life changed. And I remember when I saw this extraordinary email come up in my in-basket, and the subject line was Escalator to Expansion. I've never forgotten it. And right here in my office, just literally right off camera, right here, I still have the very, very first, in those days you sent flowers and there were cards with them. And I still have that card, the one that came. And I'm opening up tonight's show with that memory, and I appreciate you letting me share it with you, because this is the type of energy that surrounds Shri Ram Ka. Shri Ram Ka is one of those beings that is so clear on who he is and is so aware of who he is, and that it wasn't an easy journey. And for those of you that know Sri and have had the blessing of listening to Sri, learning from Sri, being around Sri, spending time with Sri on all of the amazing journeys we've taken together, then you know what I'm saying. There is a presence that he carries that I remember. The day I got married to Sri, Sri and I actually got married twice, and that's its own story. But I remember feeling, would I ever stop learning at this man's feet? And the answer is no. He's extraordinary. And so he has been standing by, and he is actually up in our studio, and I'm down here in my office. And so I'm going to promote my beloved panelist and invite all of you to bring your hands together. There he is. And to welcome to Soul Mirrors, our beloved Sri Ramka. Beloved Sri Ramka, welcome, my angel.
Oh, thank you, my sweet beloved Kira. I'm so touched by your introduction, and I realize that it's an interesting conversation because we are both being clear and kind of objective in what we are saying, yet we know each other so well, and so it's kind of fun to detach a little bit and have a conversation. And I am so delighted to be here with you.
Well, you know, I just want to share, I want to give a big love and shout out over to the chat room. Someone's saying, is there audio and video? I don't know. There should be. My husband is shaking his head. Yes. I have a comment in here from Patty that she obviously heard what I was saying, because she responded to the fact that today, the 22nd, is the day that Sri sent his very first email to me. And all those many years ago. And so hopefully there is audio and video. Worst case, call 517-208-1500, and you can always listen to the show that way. Lots of people starting to come in. Sri, since I have you in the show right now, you're the producer as well. My goodness gracious, all these people you're playing tonight. From your end, do you think we are working? And Patty came back in. Thank you, Patty, and says, yes, it works. Yes, it works. All right, let's put that aside.
Because No doubts. Yeah, everything was tested.
And we also just got someone else that said both Facebook and YouTube are on. Yes, because this is a really important show, Angels. There is so much happening this week. And Sri and I are just so excited about weaving this show. But I have to admit, hey, all of you right now, does my husband look amazing or what? Sri, I could just out here. I'm just watching you, baby. And your studio looks great. I don't normally get to see our studio from this end of the camera. And so thank you for being so beautiful. I'm really happy you're here.
Thank you, my love. And I just want to comment, since we're doing dual streams on one internet, I notice it does hesitate from time to time, not enough to really interfere, but that is there. So we'll just kind of talk slowly so that we don't get ahead of any interruptions, any little blips. Wow. And everything is looking great. All of the restream functions are working. The call board has got some beautiful people lined up in there.
Yay!
And I just want to say to everybody, and especially to Kira, you know, hosting a show takes energy. Hosting a show takes commitment. It takes focus. And this is a gift that she, through her heart, is saying, I want to interview people who have something to share, something positive that may offer some mentoring, or maybe offer a positive example for how to move through these times, because these times we're in are getting ever more distorted. And it's so important to tune in where your heart calls you. And I trust, as I see the call board filling up and more people tuning in, that your heart is calling you to give a hug to this community, to this beautiful woman, Kira Ra, who said, I will show up, I will be visible, and I'm just here to support this journey any way I can. So let's move forward.
Well, okay. First and foremost, I bow. And so, my angels, I really wanted to invite, especially Sri and I have a lot to share tonight. This is an extraordinarily big show. And as I already gave you, my ulterior motive for booking Sri for this night was only to remind him that this was the day I got his very first email all those years ago. But what has transpired since then has been nothing less than miraculous. And part of what Sri and I will do this evening is reveal to you some of these installments that are coming in and very specific things that are coming up right now. If you are with us live, stay with us for the whole show, because this August 22 day is a magnificent moment. And how has your day been? And so as Sri and I weave through this, and as we share together, I want you to be reflecting into your own heart. And Sri, I really want to start with the fact that I know, you know, I was giggling early thinking, wow, you know, this is trust. You're letting me interview you, and I know your
Well, you gave me a beautiful surprise by the August 22 reminder, and I'm touched. And I guess you can surprise me some more. Go for it.
Okay, here's where I want to go. I want to talk about the fact that, you know, when you and I, Sri and I used to, when we lived in the United States, we had a beautiful ranch in New Mexico, and we were on the circuit, we had book tours, and so we would drive a lot because we just enjoyed the drive from, you know, like New Mexico to Las Vegas, LA, you know, we just kind of play and have some fun, and we'd stop, and we'd have all these amazing journeys along the way. And during those journeys, especially if we were driving at night, Sri used to tell me stories. And he would tell me stories the whole way. And I would just love listening to his stories. And the reason I'm sharing this with you right now was he was sharing with me all of the evolutionary processes that he went to be the Sri Ramka that you know today. And Sri, I think it's important for people to understand that the Sri Ramka that I learned through all those beautiful starry night drives coming home from Los Angeles, or the night you surprised me and drove me in and we picked up Horace, our Great Dane, which was my surprise that he had arranged for on the way back from one of our events. Anyway, I really think people need to know about the young man who was so terrified, who could not speak in front of a crowd, much less claim who he really was. And how that man, that young man, that timid young man, who really grew up in a very, very almost Ozzie Harriet-like experience, wound up saying, I have the courage to stand up, throw everything away, buy a 30-foot boat, and take off on my own to single-hand the Inside Passage of Alaska, where you start having visions and experiences and memories and things that start happening. And I think that there is a rare moment in front of all of us and in the energy of this moment to really honor and look at how you brought that forward. And so take us all on one of your stories. Share with us the story of Sri Ramka, the young college student who is, you know, doing his best to sell some drugs to get by, to who you are today.
Well, gosh, I've had a very rich life, and a life that's been filled with experiences that have brought me to the recognition that all is well. And when I began, as you pointed out, when I began being aware of myself, at somewhere in there in the preteens kind of time, it was because I was intimidated and I was frightened. And I was an intelligent little boy. I was very much unsure of myself. And while I had an Ozzie and Harriet, quote unquote, leave it to Beaver kind of upbringing in the suburbs, in a very middle class neighborhood, my experience was one of parental intimidation and my older siblings intimidating me as well.
I think this is
quite an age difference.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I think we should point out here that you were the youngest of four, but you were the youngest by the closest one, like 8 years, right? That, like, they were 8 years older and beyond.
Yeah, when 8 and 11 and 13 and 15 years older. Right. And so the family had, as a family unit, had matured a lot. And here comes me. And I had to grow up quickly in order to get along. And so it went from being babied to being teased. You know, why don't you know these things? What's wrong with you? Because they had no patience at that point for having a little brother.
And your parents were older at this point, too.
So they were older.
You were very much an anomaly at that time. You know, whereas now parents who are in their 40s with a young child are very common. In your world, that was not common.
No, no, it was more like I was an accident at the other end of the spectrum. And so that being said, that was just a quick little sampling of the, we all grow up with energies. We all grow up with pressures that we have to push through. It's like the little caterpillar becoming a butterfly. We've got to rub up against something in order to find our wings. Right. And of course, I didn't think that way when I was 12 and 15 and 18 years old. All I thought was, this sucks. I just was unhappy. I wasn't sure where I fit in. I really felt I didn't belong, and therefore I was experimenting around the fringes of normal as best I could. And my explorations around the fringes of normal, other people would say that wasn't wild, but I grew up in a very, very straight-laced neighborhood. So skip us ahead
because you also grew up in a family experience, a family business. You wound up going through a lot of those experiences, but you know, what fascinates me, Sri, is witnessing you going from this timid, scared being to the man who stood his ground and said, I know if I do this, I'm probably throwing away my marriage. I'm probably throwing away the life as I've known it. I know I'm stepping into the unknown. Bring me there. What brought you? How did you get there?
Yeah, I think we all get glimpses. So in my case, as I began to come into my own, as in my late 20s and early 30s, I made a success of myself. I had to prove I was okay. So I made a success of myself in the business world. And then I was out sailing, and this was 30-some years ago, in Santa Barbara, out toward the Channel Islands. And a friend of mine, he was actually my employee at the time, he said, hey, I want to take you out on Saturday to show you how to sail. And I have never done that. He took me out. He had a big 38-foot boat. And he and his wife took me out on the ocean. And we were out in the harbor. And you know how the boats get in a rhythm. They have a little bit of a rhythmic flow. And I was sitting there staring at the water, and when the sun was hitting the water that had all those multiple ripples, it was almost a disco ball effect. And I was just relaxed by the rhythm and the fresh air, and I stared into the ripples on the water with the dancing light, and for an instant, I completely left. For an instant, I completely was at peace. I was completely in the embrace of the cosmos. And I blinked after a moment, and I just went, wow, I like sailing. That's all I said to my friend. What I said to myself is, there's more to this than I was paying attention to. It was like the universe peeled back everyday life, but it was never quite satisfying. I had proven that I could succeed, but I didn't feel successful at being a being, at being a human being. I felt like there was still something missing, only now it wasn't about my brain or my skills. It was about wanting to have a spiritual understanding, a metaphysical understanding. And so that one incident.
Go ahead.
No, I just say one incident, one little moment, a few seconds, pierced the veil and started something that took many years to unfold.
That's where I was going. So that's when you started taking all the classes, all the courses. That's when you started realizing, wait a minute, I'm a healer. Now, you were already a psychotherapist at the time, right? That had already been
that was before. So I continued to try to figure out, how am I going to support myself? I want to make $1 million. And by the way, I also want to heal the world and
reach enlightenment. All the things we do.
And so while I was still in business, I began to take classes. And one of the first things I did was become a Reiki master. So here I am, this entrepreneur in the tech world, also on the side practicing Reiki and beginning to open my capacity to sense energy. And that was revealing because I had many intimate moments with other people receiving energy, and my intuitive filters began to see beyond. So during the day, I was crunching numbers and selling products, and then on the weekends or whenever I could find time, I would practice Reiki. And what that did is it gave me something real. I felt those moments were tangibly intimate and real, human to human being, spirit to spirit. And that's what began the cascade. I said, I got to get out of business.
Well, was that when you first realized that you could feel energy, that you could feel? Because you are, bar none, one of the most prolifically talented medical intuitives on the planet. And you have an extraordinary sense of energy and how energy flows and how energy feels. And so was this when you first became aware of that? Was this when you first started saying, hey, wait a minute, I understand. Not only am I feeling this and I say, wow, I'm feeling this, I accept that, but you had a grasp of it.
Well, there was an intuitive awakening to recognize that everything is energy and everything can be communicated with or known at an energy level.
Right.
And so what I did at that time is I basically cut my work hours down. I went back to school and got a master's degree in applied behavioral psychology and opened a counseling practice while simultaneously studying alternative healing methods. And the only thing I want to share here is that everybody has a story.
Yes.
Everybody has a story. And there was a piece of my story that we jumped over that I think is important. And that was, after I had the glimpse, the awakening, I went back in. I tried to put my shell back on and behave. I had the short haircut and I wore the business suits. And I just wasn't happy. And I began to go into counseling, meaning as a client. I began to seek help. Why am I so unhappy? And while I was sitting in the client's chair, talking to therapists, going to men's groups, beating the drums, dancing around the fire, there were little moments where, hey, that's a fun flow, but this isn't it. There was always this sense of this isn't it. And that was there.
Was that like a hurting, like a longing?
It was like a yearning. It was just a knowing that what I sought was reunion with the oneness versus immersion in an experience. So often we go to our experiences and we immerse ourselves in them and say, wow, that was satisfying. That was great. Had a good workout session. Had a good meditation. Had a good camping trip. Whatever it is. And those are nice respites. But did you touch the essence of what is?
Yeah.
Or did you simply take a vacation from what was? And I didn't have this degree of knowing and languaging back then. I just knew I was looking for something deeper and better and more expansive. And so I just kept searching. I took every class I could take and I read every book I could read. And I worked with lots of therapists on the being the client. I worked through a lot of my childhood issues. And then I got to the point of saying, well, this is silly. I need to be a therapist to finish this job. And so that's what led me to that. And so when I graduated from my master's, I quit business entirely.
So that was your first courage. Right. Okay. So this is where I want to go, because really this is, and I'm loving that we're weaving this real tale of courage on a night where planets as a moment that is so huge and the energy that is so big that my heart is just so extraordinary that this August 22 moment is happening with all of us. And so Sri, was it that yearning? What gave you the courage? You know, I know a lot of people would say, well, gosh, you know, I've done this, but what gave you the courage? What made you feel like, okay, this is so real for me that I'm willing to do something that most quote unquote normal people would never do? I am willing to throw away my career. I'm willing to step away. And then ultimately you walked away from a 19-year marriage to be with me. And so how did that move forward for you? I mean, what was it inside of you that said, I'm going to do this?
Well, I think everybody has a destiny. And when we start feeling our own hearts, we kind of know, am I on track or am I amusing myself or diverting. And the reason I say that is, once again, how do you know where you've been until you've stepped beyond it and looked back? Of course, we have an awareness while we're in the process of something. But when we come to a resolution, that's when we can make sense of it. So in my case, there was a period in my career, especially when I was stressed out running a large business, where every night I went home and I drank a bottle of wine, every night without fail. And I began to worry that I was, well, I didn't begin to worry. I worried that I had a drinking problem. I was coping. I was medicating because the work wasn't satisfying. Therefore, I needed to numb myself in order to get in, you know, that yearning for oneness.
Sure.
And after a few years of that, I went, this isn't right. This is not healthy. This isn't it. In fact, I joined AA for a year to make sure that I was afraid that I was becoming an alcoholic. And what I learned in AA was beautiful, and there was a lot of love and wisdom in the program. But I also learned that we evolve through everything if we choose to. And I evolved through that, quote, alcoholism phase. And perhaps I was fortunate. Let's just leave it there. And so I don't have any issue with substances beyond that point. But what it gave me was I learned the difference between numbing yourself and being immersed. I learned the difference between the expansion, the ecstasy of expansion, and the ecstasy of the body. They're two different things. Expansion is beyond the physical, and the physical can float in it. And so through the searching, through the experiences, I began to discover that no matter where I looked, there I was. And no matter what I did, I could gather skills and confidence. And you know, my beginning was one of insecurity. So I made a point to learn to do things I was afraid of. I became a scuba diver. I became a pilot. I tested and I built airplanes. I started businesses. I camped on the beach for a year. I mean, I did everything I could think of that was scary to me so that I could call in some mastery. And what I learned was those were useful things, but the essence was my willingness. So you asked about courage. Courage is nothing more than the willingness to trust your life. The willingness to trust who you are. And so through these searchings, through these experiences, I guess I cultivated a deeper sense of trust that I wasn't going to die, that I would get through this.
And so, Sri, I just want to quickly give a shout out to TFR Live and to all of our listeners over there and to say, hey, we're going to be back in about 3 minutes. And for all of you that are with us still, hey, we're going to keep going. And so, me, my beloved, I'm going to do that again right at the bottom of the hour here when we go back into TFR Live. But Sri, you know, as we're here in our 3 minutes of bonus time, I really want to talk about what you and I have been going through in the past 3 days. Because I think everyone who's tuned in tonight, whether they're here tonight, whether they're in the archives, they know how this story ends, right? And if you don't, read Sacred Union, The Journey Home, where it all begins again. And the reason I'm saying that, my angel, is because we received, the divine directors have been coming in every single day. There has been this rapid amplification. This is a profound moment. And we're really glad you're here tonight. Like I said, Sri and I have a lot to share in the second half of the show. Plus, we will get to our call board. I know there's probably plenty of people waiting that want to say hello. And Sri, when we think about what has happened over the past 3 days, and as I'm inviting everyone who's tuned in to be doing the same thing, what I feel, and the reason that tonight's show was titled When You See Beyond, is that we are all being blessed with this opportunity to really anchor at the moment of the bigger picture. And that August 20, 21, and 22 have been it's almost been to me like a free peek. You know, it's like, okay, come look, this is what's happening. This is the support. And this has all been woven into this week of energy that's been all about, you know, my mastery and balance, right? Balance is my mastery. My mastery is my balance. It's like this beautiful dance that we've been talking about. Yet through that, this energy has arisen. And these past 3 days, I know for me, have been very dreamlike. They have been very translucent. Like even as I gaze at my hand right now, I feel like it's melting in front of me and coming back. You know, there's just this sense of being in many different dimensions at once. And in addition to that, you and I have been going through all of these insolvents, which we're going to talk a little bit about tonight, especially when we get back in one more minute with our full audience. And so I would just want to check in with you. How are you doing? I mean, we've both been in this, and how are you guys doing, right? You've been feeling kind of between the realms yourself.
You know, we're at a, call it an apex moment, where the energies have been lifting and churning there. We went through the retrograde. We went through the core experience with so many people launched themselves in a new way following the June experience and the July experience and the lineage holders. And what I'm referring to
just
is
launched back into TFR Live. Keep going, Sri. Hey, TFR, welcome back. Go ahead.
As we are as a community of awakening beings riding this wave of energy, what I'm noticing in my own inner experience is the last couple days have been a kind of dizzy. I use the phrase, I feel spaced out. And when I check inside, I feel spaced out because I'm in space. I'm allowing my attention to soften and
That's
realize
true.
That the part of me is trying to fix onto something, do a task. You know, there's work, there's letters to write, there's things to do. Do a task. And there's a part of me going, no, I don't want to. I'm in this Milky Way, and something is being transmitted. Something is nourishing me at a level beyond the paradigm, the way the mind works. And if we are willing to allow the unknown to become known, then we are going to evolve. And the unknown is always, it could be scary, it can be spacey, it can be undefined, because the paradigms that we were cogitating with, the paradigms we were using, no longer fully apply. It's like we have to relax all expectations and just go with it for a while.
Go ahead, honey.
No, that's where I'm at right now, and that's what these last couple of days have been.
Well, I was going to say, you brought us right to, and so for all of you that are listening, and then we're going to go to some calls as well, we have a lot to share in a short period of time yet in the show, and so we're glad you're here. So the first thing we want you to realize is that this entire week, as we have been claiming, balance is my mastery, right? Balance is my protection. Remember, this is that energy of this week. Well, the energies that have been building on Tuesday, the 20th, there was a very strong opening. And I literally, as Sri Ramka was connecting with the fact that there was all the whale sightings right now, here in Ecuador, it's whale watching season. So lots of people are getting here, getting to the beach, driving to the coast, going to the Galapagos. I had this overwhelming connection of the whales talking to us. And they were inviting Sri and I. And for a moment, we thought this was another one of those divine galactic blueprint moments where we were like, okay, we've got to get to the coast this weekend. And then the message kept coming in and saying, no, there is more, there is more. And you can connect with us anywhere by through this vehicle of connection. And then we started having these daily insolvents that have been coming in. And I think, Sri, I want to read the one piece from this first one that came in, and then I think we should read the one that came in about August 20th. Does that mean, what
yeah,
do you think?
Please share. Yeah,
okay,
please share.
So guys, this is just part of one, and Sri and I are really, here's one of the things you need to know. Sri and I are setting the stage that after this evening, you will not see us live again until next Thursday. So this show is going to rebroadcast all weekend long. And so when you would normally listen to our other shows, please listen to this show again, because there's a lot to share and there's a lot of energy being transmitted. And if you don't want to do that, then take that hour and dedicate it to your spiritual experience. And Sri and I were thinking about a suggestion we could offer. And what I clearly was guided to share was that go to SriandKira.com. Click on messages from the masters. They're right there. They're underneath the Art of Ascended Living. and go find the series that calls to you. Just scroll around on the page. Just scroll around. And then when you find a series that calls to you, maybe it's the Living in the Fifth Dimension series. Maybe it's the Lessons of Oneness. Maybe it's the Lost Books of the Essene. Maybe it's the Galactic Encyclopedia. I don't know. We have so many series there. But when you find the series, there'll be 12 messages within each series. What's calling you? Because there is no order, right? And so this piece of this one message that Sri and I are going to put together into a video for you. All right, let me read it to you. Especially because of this balance moment, because here is what they said. And this came in, and these all date stamp. I've been doing them so that they auto date stamp. This came in on August 19th at 1:09 p.m. In the land of the heart is where you will always discover the greatest heartbreak. And in the land of balance, the imbalance will be revealed and made ready for true healing. In the land of the crystalline fields is where the deepest dark night will appear to be faced, endured, and ultimately loved. The first and critical step of regaining balance is to love that which arose through the darkest night. Through that moment, the strength to return to balance the imbalance arises as the wisdom to fuel the journey comes forward like a flowing river from whence the dam has sprung open. This is the moment of true mastery courage, the moment to lift through the journey and rise into the awareness of the divine in form. And Sri, I really felt strongly that this also described your journey. It describes my journey. It describes our collective, you and me journey. It's describing you listening. You know, it's like this, and this is just part of this one message, and we will be releasing all of these next week, but it feels to me like this is very much the universe saying, okay, we are here and we are with you and we've got you, right? And then there's a part of me, Sri, as I share this, that my stomach's already churning because I know where we're going. I know the message we're going to give everybody tonight and invite them to be with for the rest of the weekend. And so jump in.
Well, you know, I think it's important. There may be a sentence that speaks to individual listeners in their own way. Right. One of the things that comes forward for me is that in the crystalline energy, that to be able to walk through a dark night and love that which has come forward.
Wow.
Now, I relate to that because I had many dark nights when I was single-handing my sailboat up in the Inside Passage and completely in terror at times and completely enraptured at times. Now, I offer this as only an example that the dark night has layers. And the dark nights that brought me to the recognition that I needed to find my other half, that I needed to find you, were different than the dark nights that I've had together with you and more recently. It's a different form of expansion. And yet each and every one brought forward the courage to keep going. If we medicate a dark night, we'll have to come back to it, you know, in another way. Sometimes we have to do what we have to do because of the various stresses we're under. If we stay the course and say, this is not bigger than me. I am the divine. I will have this experience and I will release what needs to be released, which is usually some egoic attachment that we can't even see at that time. Then the courage gets nourished and the courage to go forward keeps happening. So every layer has its dark night. Every layer has its moment.
You know, it really does. And Sri, it brings me now to this week. So let's talk about that and then maybe say hello to a few people and then come back to this really profound. And guys, it just came through this morning. We did not even know till this morning this was all going to be going down this way. And so here's what they said. And this came in on August 20th. And this came in August 20th at 10:52 a.m. Again, all of this has come through from the divine directors. And here's what they said. They said that you have arrived at the moment of August 20th through the 22nd. So it was that period of time. And certainly, as I'm sharing this with you, you might want to reflect back over the past 3 days into this very moment, right now. Look at everything that's spiraling around you. And what they said was, in this moment, time is fluid, and that we have all arrived at the top of a mountain, and it is the opportunity to claim what is here. And you know, it's kind of like we were sharing earlier, it's like a sneak preview. And it's like, you're here. You didn't need to do anything. You don't need to feel like you've earned it or whatever. You're being gifted with this opportunity to try this on. And they're saying that as you continue seeing the bigger picture, you will anchor outside of this specific moment and timeline. And that energy, if you are with us live, is literally peaking right now. And this is important because it takes my breath away, Sri, to know that we have come to a co-creative moment where each of us has an opportunity to say, no matter what is being shown to me in the world of density, I am claiming my balance as my protection. Thereby, I am in the awareness of the illusion, having the experience of being awake through it, which then brings us to that choice. And we are in a choice month. And so it feels very intense to me, yet it feels very exciting.
Well, those are good descriptors because we are at an intense time. You know, one of the things that sometimes people forget is that as you awaken, you expand, and that expansion isn't just about your vibration going up. It's about your worldview shifting.
Right.
We begin to recontextualize our reality, and we're no longer defined by Big Macs and television programs. You know, that those are just things that float by in our experience. I don't mean to be cynical or to diminish it, but the issues of ordinary living are less compelling. How's that?
And so
we are now at another apex moment where are you ready to put down the toys of your prior reality and allow the new game to come in or the new understandings to come in? Because as we lift, we grow in wisdom. And as we grow in wisdom, we grow in trust. And to me, that's
absolutely true. No, absolutely true. And speaking of trust, am I correct that there would be people that might want to say hello this evening on our call board?
Absolutely. Hey, I'll tell you what, I got this beautiful call board here. It seems to be working. We'll start off by saying hello to somebody in California. Welcome to the show.
Hey, California.
Namaste. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I called in a few minutes after 8. I didn't even think you would call on me. But this is perfect because I am just so grateful for both of you. So grateful for everything that you share and transmit to us. And what I wanted to share is, wow. You know, you were talking about the whale, and I received, there's a deer and her fawn that has been coming to my backyard, and it started in 2014 where it was a deer and her fawn, and she was looking at me, and it was a few minutes, and now it's 2019, last Thursday, Friday, Saturday, what I was receiving from this deer cracked my heart open. I mean, it was direct transmission. And since then, my heart has just, oh my God, I can't tell you. It's literally radiating. I knew she was cracking my heart open. And it has been nothing I've experienced thus far.
Beautiful.
Well, you know, take a breath, sweetheart, and thank you for sharing. And as you were sharing, I was holding my hands up and I was feeling this very powerful vibrational energy coming out of my hands. And as I was feeling that energy, it was like waves of harmonic sound and harmonic light that are actually being transmitted. Yeah, this deer is actually offering you like a window. It is your soul mirror right now. You know, everything is mirroring, and stay with us because Sri and I are going to be talking about this. This is part of actually what just came through today. So if anything, may your heart recognize that you are in that divine harmonic flow, and that the more that you keep saying yes to these experiences and to yourself, the vast knowledge that you have already been the recipient of will start. It's going to seem like you're going to have all these awakenings coming out of seemingly nowhere, when the reality is you've been like really downloaded. And so that's what this vibration is. And so thank you. Now keep going. And we're just so glad you called in. Namaste, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste. How beautiful. Sri, you feel that in your hands?
And I just noticed while this beautiful caller was sharing her story of this communion, you know, spirit speaks through everything in creation.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything.
Everything.
And it would be a lovely, you know, what I consider a timeout is just go sit in nature and commune with everything. You know, that's a nice way to recharge. And yet we receive the wisdom messages, and the messages aren't necessarily words at all. And while this one beautiful woman was sharing, I noticed a name come up on the call board from Fort Kent, Maine.
Hey! And
so I thought I might say hello to Sue.
Sue, hey, I assuming that's who's in Fort, there's more than one person who lives in Fort Kent.
Well, here's one of them. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
We're so happy you called in.
Oh my God. Speaking of that beautiful person that was just communing with the deer, it's like I was communing with the trees today. So I get it. Oh my God. I just wanted to share. I've been teary since the whole show started. You know, listening to you share your story, and it's really touched my heart. There were just so many things resonating with me. And Sri, when you were mentioning how you knew there was more, you know, you had to, I know that feeling and that knowing. And it just brought tears to my eyes because there's so many people right now that are just discovering that. And you and Kira, you know, you have both been there and continued to say yes, 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 at so much, you know, so much cost. I don't want to say cost, but given so much of your lives. And I don't think people realize just how much you give of yourself every waking moment. And so these tears are tears of gratitude and joy. I love you both so much. And, you know, it's like the world is the better place with both of you in it. And so thank you for being who you are and helping everyone that's ready, willing, able, and open to hear, you know, what you have to share to help them awaken and empower themselves, you know. You guys are amazing, amazing. I love you. I love you so much. Keep going. You know, we're doing it. We're all doing it together.
Well, Sue, I'm holding up my hands as a mirror, as a beautiful crystalline mirror. And you see Sri is doing the same thing, because literally I am radiating all of that back at you, sister. And yeah. Thank you. I mean, you are the radiant arc of the yoga of self-ascension in the world. And you know, I'm very excited today too, because for all of you listening, you may or may not know that Sri and I here at Tosa Blue Mountain, the Temescal is almost done. And it's crazy amazing. And we will give you guys pictures of it. As a matter of fact, this weekend, when Sri and I are and we're going to get and talk about this ensoulment in just a moment here, and you guys will understand why and what we're going to invite you to also participate in this weekend. But we're going to spend some time down in that Temescal. And Sue, of course, is our head ceremonialist here. So Sue, thank you. I think it's very special that you called in and got on the phone lines this evening. Our tears of love and appreciation equal them. And so thank you.
Thank you for that beautiful reflection. We love you.
Yeah, I love you too. And I look forward to being there with you and our amazing group in September.
We're gonna blink our eyes and you're going to be here. Very exciting. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good evening. Mwah. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh my, you know, it is important. I think that there's a balance between honoring what was and being open to what's coming. It's fun once every 15 years to share the story of how we got to where we are. The important thing is the I am that is here now.
Oh, absolutely.
There is only now. This is what's happening. And all the stuff that's gone before has softened the rough edges, has opened the heart, has done what is needed in order to be more available to now. And these ensoulments that are coming in, and this energetic apex that we're all experiencing right now, has a gift for each and every one of us. And the question is, are you open to receiving it? Can you say yes to the unknown?
You know, Sri, as you're saying that, I'm hearing them all saying, okay, share. And so I want to invite all of you to just kind of relax and breathe and feel this, because when this came in today, it was like Sri and I knew we were going to have to share it with you, but at the same time, it took my breath away. And so much so that it cemented Sri and I knowing that we would do this show. We would share with you the energy that's coming next week. We will read this little piece to you. But then the reason we're reading this to you at the end of the show is because we don't want to decompress it. We want you to be doing your own decompression. And we will, those of you that have our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, and if you don't have it, please download it. It's free. And for those of you that are the memberships, we will be putting in a very special weekly energy guidance update this Sunday night. So there will be a much greater expanded thing coming in. And Sri and I are going to be unifying everything that's happening into some type of short video very soon, that probably early next week, that will also include how this that we're going to read for you right now is actually feeding that fear dimension energy and how to really unspin all of this. So here's what happened, my loves, was this came in this morning. Now listen to this time. This came in August 22nd, 2019 at 7:17 a.m. this morning. Stopped everything. I had to pay attention. And what had been happening was that I was having a very profound vision of being in like an old-timey school, you know, with the little wooden desks. And there was this teacher up at the top wearing literally like a graduation cap and a chalkboard. It was like a chalkboard. And there were several of us there. And my morning started today with the honor of doing a personal reading for my beloved Kenla over in Thailand. So I was already in this energy in my time at 7 o'clock this morning. So that's why this was all coming through. And here's what they were saying. They were saying, pay attention. And this was all about density. And so here's what they said, and we're just going to share it. They said, here is the premise. And what they mean by the premise is, this is the premise of the densified energy that has been stirring in like that cement. So bring a hand to your heart, because the intention is to educate. Okay? This is from the Divine Directors. We're all in our schoolhouse and they're literally writing on the chalkboard. Here is the premise. The premise is that if everything is a lie, then the truth cannot be found. If everything is a lie, then the truth cannot be found. Now just breathe and feel that. And then here's what they said. They said, and so they were writing this, the premise. If everything is a lie, then the truth cannot be found. The outcome, knowing the truth would become dangerous and would then be considered as if an act of terror because it threatens those who are controlling the truth. And they're saying that this is the energy of the spin of the moment at hand. And this is why there's a very strong spin energy that many are feeling right now in many different ways. And here's what they went on to say. They're saying, so how do you navigate that which is literally upside down? You must look at it in a mirror. And that's what we have been offering to you all night tonight. And when you listen to the show again, which I pray you do over the weekend, because this is the show that we'll be running, may you recognize, and here is what they said, that all mirrors are being cleared and you must choose to gaze inward. And that the week ahead, the energy of the week ahead, and this is what Sri and I are going to be diving into starting right after the show this evening until you see us live again next week. And here's what they're saying. The week ahead is the inward journey as your outward expansion. It is the letting go of that line that would seek to keep you separated from yourself. And I want you to really breathe that in because this is a big moment and you're ready for it.
This is very, very powerful. And one of the things that immediately comes forward for me is that we each have our own myth. We each have our own distortions to look in the mirror and relax those constructs, because what's certainly going on in the Kali Yuga and the outer world out there is there's so much distortion, so much BS being offered as true, and so nothing is true. And then, as so wisely pointed out, if you once you begin to know what is true, you become dangerous to the system.
Because the truth, that's the key. If everything is a lie, then the truth cannot be found. So thereby, it's not a conspiracy, it's an energy. It's an energy
But the key was shared. It's about the mirror. It's about the inward journey.
Exactly.
And be willing to have the courage to find the truth when it does not conform to what others think it is.
Exactly. And to be able to say yes to you. Well, but that's the key, is that when the truth cannot be found, it means you must find yourself, because the only place you will rediscover the truth is through loving yourself enough, because that's really what it's about. It's the erosion of the truth, thereby is really about the erosion of trust. If truth cannot be found, it's because you're no longer trusting. And that's the gift that Sri and I are inviting you to leave this weekend with. That this weekend, as we do, and I'm going to read this again, is to give yourself the gift of gazing inward and to recognize that the week ahead is an inward journey as your outward expression. To go deep within and know who you are. And so I know that we are, and Sri, I am honored to have had these 17 years and more to mirror each other. What would you like to say as we bring our show to a close?
I just want to say that the journey is fabulous, and I love my life, I love you, and I love all the beings that we have the honor and pleasure of working with. It's truly a magnificent life once we begin to relax the need to control it, or to relax the fears that would drive it. And I wanted to affirm that as we go into our weekend, to be in that deep process of looking inward, reflecting outward and inward, we invite you to do the same. May this weekend be special.
Yeah. Yeah. And we look forward to sharing a lot more with you next Thursday. And remember, if you have our app, look for that special update Sunday night. And with a little luck, a new video from Sri and I Monday or Tuesday. We love you, angels. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.